Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome so much to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm your lovely host, Charvette. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We keep it hot for you every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here out of the Cap City of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, to stay up to date on all of the phenomenal shows and wonderful interviews we have lined up just for you, you want to visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And we'll send you one email once a week just to let you know of all of the great shows we have lined up for you. We're so triple excited. We have our artist spotlight this week. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be talking to two artists, and you just need to keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Don't move. Stay right there, because you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I definitely think we are about to do that for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about my very, very, very first guest who I have in the virtual studios with me. This young lady, imagine the melodic sounds of Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Certainly she has a laid-back demeanor such as Alicia Keys and Chrisette Michele. She is just a phenomenal singer and songwriter, ladies and gentlemen. She hails from Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, Cleveland, Ohio, and now resides in Norfolk, Virginia. Welcome to the show, The Real Saria. Welcome to the show, Saria.
Well, hello, Charvette. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are just glad to have you joining the show today.
I know, right? I'm glad to be here.
Cool. So let's jump right on in. Tell our listeners, how did you start singing?
Well, you know what, Charvette, I actually started singing in high school. I graduated from the Cleveland School of the Arts in Cleveland, Ohio, and it is a performing arts school. We put on a big productions for that whole metropolitan area every year, and even though I was an art and instrumental music major, you know, I was a little bit of a nerd, you know, Dr. Woods, who was the head of the music department, he heard me auditioning for a part. And ever since then, you know, it was the girl, I didn't know you could sing, and he just had me singing and everything since then. So it started as a kid in high school.
Wow. And so how do you describe your sound to people when they ask you? How do you describe your sound?
You know, what I say is I believe that I have a very unique sound. It's not really comparable to anything that you hear on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
I write R&B and pop music, and there's a message in every song that I write. New Diva, which is one of the songs that we have, it's my introduction into, you know, the music industry, and it's definitely a song that you're going to be bopping your head and your body to. And then I have Celebrate Us, which is a song that, you know, it just honors love and relationships, and it's one of those brown liquor songs. That's what I call it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just sit back and chill with your favorite drink and just, you know, with your loved one. So there's so many different things. I hate to try to categorize it because you're going to get something different in every song.
Okay, phenomenal. And so as you've been honing your skill and your craft, who are your musical influences?
Oh, my God, Charvette. There's just so many. And, I mean, they span from one generation to the next. I mean, like, I love Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion. But then we're going to reach back even further. I love Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Tina Turner. I mean, and there's just many more that, you know, I could mention. But I can sum it up by saying that, you know, these are women, the music that influenced me, you know, these are women that had music with a message.
Yeah.
And that's what I strive for. That's what's important to me. So that's what influences me when I listen to somebody's music.
Great. So you told us a little bit about your upcoming project. Tell us some more details. Like, how did you pull all the songs together? When can we expect to see it? And all of those good things.
But I'm so excited about this project. The current project is called Shatter the Myth, And I started this project about 4 weeks ago, and we have 4 tracks completed at this point. I work with a phenomenal producer named Platinum. He's of Just Platinum Baby Studios in Portsmouth, Virginia. And I'm in the studio about twice a week. And the project is called Shatter the Myth. Like I said, I write what I'm feeling. You know, all of my songs are going to be based on things that I know that women can relate to. It's also
right.
going to be teaching the men a little bit of something. You know, you want to know how a woman thinks, listen to my music. I'm giving you the secrets right there. So it's no more questions. You'll know everything you need to know when you listen to my music.
Oh, wow. And so I mentioned earlier that you're a songwriter. Have you been writing the songs for your project? Are you kind of leaning on some other songwriters?
I write all of my music. I have so many different things to span from, and I write everything myself. But that doesn't mean that I won't sing someone else's music. I don't want to get it twisted. I will definitely, you know, if somebody comes up with a phenomenal song, Neo, hey, if you're listening, you know, at this point, I write my own music.
Okay, great. And ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, heard all across the World Wide Web. And I am in my artist spotlight segment, and I am talking to a dynamic young lady, and we call her The Real Saria. That's right. She has a project coming out shortly, so keep it locked. Welcome to those that are joining us in the chat room. We appreciate you. All right. So tell us, how did you, The Real Saria, is there a story behind putting that The Real part in front of your name?
There is. You know, I have a phenomenal manager. Her name is Cheryl Lawrence. She is of Sizzlin' 2 Productions.
Big shout out to Cheryl.
Big shout out, Cheryl. Hey, girl.
Woo-hoo.
But she came to me, and actually, we think this is funny. You know, I wanted to try to make up something real snazzy and all of that stuff, and she said, we don't need that. Just tell the people the truth. So here it is. Here's the unmitigated truth.
All right.
My stage name was Saria, S-R-E-A. And I got that because I used to sell real estate, and my broker, you know, I used to sing around the office, and my broker called me the singing real estate agent. I just put the letters together, and there we are.
Oh,
I know. What do you think would be more exciting?
No. I love it. We have the inside scoop. See, when you make it real, real big, I can say the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We know the beginning. We know the meaning. Okay, great.
We just want to keep it real. And when I got on Twitter, you know, because I was resisting Twitter for a minute, but my manager kept at me, and she said it's the best thing since sliced bread. So I get on Twitter, and wouldn't you know it, there's already somebody named Saria on Twitter. Who'd have known, right?
Dodge.
Right. Oh. So I put The Real in front of it, and when my manager saw it, she was like, you know what, I think that we should use that as your name because there's nobody doing that, and, you know, people don't want to know who The Real anything is.
Exactly.
You know, they want to know. So there it is. That is the birth. His name's The Real Saria. So you heard it right here on the Charvette Mitchell Show.
All right. You heard it live and you heard it here first. And it's so funny because I have a friend. She says, you know, I'm on the Keep It Real tour. I was like, what you talking about? She was like, girl, I'm just keeping it all real. I'm on the Keep It Real tour. So y'all are in the same family. Listen, tell our listeners your address for Twitter and how they can connect with you there and stay up to date on everything you're doing.
My Twitter contact is, of course, www.twitter.com/TheRealSaria. Each word is separated by an underscore. So it is the_real_Saria. I do have MySpace as well where my music will be up and also a schedule of events that are coming up for me. And there are no underscores in that. It is just MySpace.com/TheRealSaria.
All right. And again, ladies and gentlemen, connect with her online. That way you can stay up to date on all the things that are going on. You can be right in step with what's going on with the project when you can hear it. And people will be able to hear samples shortly. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We tried to get it for today, but it just didn't work out that way. But they absolutely will be able to hear samples within the next few days on my MySpace page.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. So where can people see you live?
Now, here's the thing. I have a lot of events that are coming up, several that are scheduled in Virginia. I know one for sure is the Stop the Violence Tour. It's an event that's held in different cities around the area, and next month we will be in Norfolk, so I'll be performing at that, and I'll have the dates and everything updated. There's also a performance in Atlanta on July 25th. Oh, yes, my manager is doing it.
Keep it moving.
She is doing it. I will be performing at the Amfram Festival, and that's in September.
Oh, great.
Now, I make appearances at the Revolution Jazz Restaurant. That's right on Dinwiddie Avenue in Portsmouth.
Okay.
You can find me there on some Fridays. But if you just really want to see me every single solitary Friday, unless I am sick, out of town, or just, you know, it's got to be a godly event that I do not go to Primetime Sports Bar and Grill. They are on Military Highway right in between Norview and Azalea Garden Road. And as a matter of fact, my sister's birthday is this Friday. I will be there singing and celebrating. So everybody can come on out, have a drink, bring a balloon, and just enjoy the night with us.
All right, and what's your sister's name?
Her name is Tanya Bias.
All right, Tanya, we give her a big happy birthday from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Absolutely.
Cool, cool, cool. So, you know what? You've got to tell us, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Tell our listeners, what motivates the real Saria?
What motivates me, people ask me this all the time, why do I sing, why do I love singing? And I tell people I sing because when I'm singing, I feel like God is smiling at me.
Oh.
And for people who don't know what that feels like, if you find that thing, God gives us all a talent,
right.
Every last one of us. It doesn't matter our age, doesn't matter our color, our size, our gender. Every last one of us has a talent that was given to us by God, and you want to feel God smiling at you, just tap into it. I guarantee you that you'll never want any other feeling after that. That is what motivates me. I want women to know, I want men to know that it doesn't matter who you are or where you are in your life. You know, you can go anywhere that you want to go as long as, like you said, you're keeping it real and you're being true to yourself. So that is what motivates me.
All right, well said. And tell our listeners one more time the name of your new project to keep on the lookout for.
The project is called Shatter the Myth, and we will be finished within the next few weeks, I am predicting.
All right, and give us your MySpace page one more time.
My MySpace page is myspace.com/TheRealSaria. And I did want to give my manager just one more shot because she's so wonderful. She really is. For people who are looking to book me for events, you got to contact my manager. I'm a professional, girl.
Yeah. That's right.
You have to contact my manager. You can also follow her on Twitter. She's on Twitter as well. And she is under MusicLover35.
Great. And we thank Cheryl certainly for helping to make the connection to get this all scheduled. Well, we certainly have enjoyed talking to you. Any final comments for our listeners?
Final comments, like I said, just keep it real with yourself. Do what God has planned for you. You already have all the tools that you need to be successful.
You were born with them. Well, thank you so much again, The Real Saria, and we're going to keep our eye on you. How about that?
I would love that.
All right.
And I will keep you updated.
Okay, thank you so much, and thanks for joining the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We're going to keep it moving with our artist spotlights. They're going to be coming up right after our quick commercial break. We're going to be talking to some of the members of Consonance. All right, stay tuned.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi.
Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And this is your host, Charvette, just keeping it moving right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, tune in every Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out online at www.mitchell-productions.com. And we'll keep you up to date on all the shows that we have lined up just for you. And I want to mention, this coming Saturday, oh my goodness, I am going to be one of the commentators for the Men at Work Men's Fashion Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know that's going to be really nice. That's going to be at Hope Christian Ministries. Starts at 5 p.m. sharp. Check them out and get your tickets and come out and hear me, you know, commentate fashion. I think that's kind of fun. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving right into our second segment of our artist spotlight, and I believe I have some of my guests on the line. So let me check out the virtual studios. I'm bringing them to the wire right now. Members from Consonance, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Welcome. And let me just do a check around the virtual room. And who do I have on the line?
Well, I'm Paul Foster.
Junior. All right. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Glad to be here with you.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Who else do we have?
I'm Mac Williams. Glad to be on with you, Sister Charvette.
All right. Welcome, Mac Williams. Thank you. Both, ladies and gentlemen, are members of Consonance. Do we have anyone else? All right. We may have some
showing. I think there may be a third one.
All right. We'll double check one other line here. Let's see here. The 804 area code. Are you there with us? All right. You may just be a listener listening in. No problem. You can hang out with us in the studio. Okay. We're going to go ahead and chat with you guys. Listen, let me tell our listeners a little bit about Consonance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a contemporary gospel quartet music group with a twist. That's right. These performers are sweet soul singers of gospel who have developed a very unique and captivating style that reminds you of the doo-wop groups of the past. The group is also the winner of the Bay Area Blues Society's 2009 Best Gospel Group, and we're delighted to have a few of the members chatting with us today. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. Paul, I'm going to come to you first. Is that all right?
That's fine with me.
All right. So tell our listeners, how was the group formed?
Well, the group was formed with Melvin Williams and Mike Otis. And they started the group, and then they invited me to come in and try out for the group. I was singing with another group, and they had heard a little bit about me, and I came in and tried out and was successful.
All right, and the rest is the future, as they say, right?
Yes, indeed. I became one of the lead singers there within the group.
Phenomenal. And it looks like we have another member joining us in the studio, area code 469. Who do we have on the line?
This is Melvin Williams.
All right. We just talked about you. Welcome, Reverend Melvin Williams, another member of Consonance. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yes, yes.
All right. My great. Pleasure. You're welcome. All right, Max, so let me come around to you. Can you tell us the name? How did you all come up with this name, and is there any particular meaning?
Well, consonance means, in musical terms, it means harmony, and I believe that's what we're trying to portray in our music, just, you know, the harmony in the world, the harmony you know, God's people, and hopefully let that be a message that comes through in our music.
Great. Thank you for that explanation. All right. And Melvin, I'm coming right to you. Can you tell our listeners, how would you describe your sound? If someone was trying to get kind of a grasp of your sound, how do you all describe it?
Well, we have a very, very unique sound. It's we have, I guess a lot of people would call it the doo-wop. We have a doo-wop flavor with that Temptation Dramatics type five-part harmony.
Great. And would you say that that kind of sets you out above maybe traditional quartet groups? Is what kind of sets you apart from maybe some of the traditional groups?
Well, that five-part harmony, you know, very unique, distinguishable five parts. You can hear, you know, usually you know when you hear most quartets, you might hear three parts.
Okay.
With our group, you can hear all, you know, five parts interacting. And that's another unique thing about creative harmonies. We don't just sing straight five-part harmony. You might hear the bass doing one part, and you might hear three guys doing another part along with a double lead, and we do that on our songs.
Oh, right. Outstanding, outstanding. And certainly we want to talk about your project that is available on CD Baby, See the Light. Paul, tell us about that project and what our listeners could expect to hear when they check out some of those different songs that you have on See the Light.
Well, on that album, on that CD, we basically tried to just use the doo-wop sound and the quartet sound and get into the traditional sound, and then kind of like with different flavors in terms of the vocal lead singers and background singers, and then myself with having that heavy baritone sound sounding more like my father when he was with the Soul Stirrers, just trying to keep it in that realm. And then when we do a cappella, sometimes we can't bring instruments in, so then therefore we go back to the old-time way, just straight a cappella singing, and then you depend totally up on the harmony.
Wow, and then you know you have to be able to sing if you sing. You can't fake that, right?
You can't fake it. You got to do it.
If I might ask, Rick,
sure.
I think that this is Mac Williams again. I think that the arrangements of the music, you know, it's a bit unique too. Not only is it contemporary sort of doo-wop, but I think the arrangements of the music is pretty unique, and you don't normally find the kind of arrangements that we're doing with our music in your typical gospel group, particularly quartet groups. Not only for this project, but for the upcoming projects. We're actually working on two more projects right now. But
Can we get an inside peek, an inside sneak about those projects that are coming up?
Well, we finished the project. We're just waiting on the final touches of it. Our producers, Brother Stan McClellan, he used to play bass for us years ago, and we just finished. He did the first CD. He produced the first CD. So he wrote many of the songs on the second CD. And I would say it's kind of similar. You guys would have to, you know, chime in on it. I would say it's kind of similar in style and genre, like the first CD. It is unique in the harmonies. It's unique in the you know, sort of musical arrangements.
Yeah.
But all of the messages are Christ fulfilling. I mean, we're singing about Jesus Christ. We're singing, trying to uplift His name, regardless of how the music sounds, regardless of how the arrangements are. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. And I think some people may get kind of sidetracked by listening to the music, but, you know, we are men of God, and that's the message that's coming through. The second project, we just started working on it about a year ago, and I'm writing most of the music and most of the lyrics on those songs, and it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to, you know, be still kind of in the doo-wop mode, but a lot different than the first two.
Oh, right.
And hopefully that may be finished by the end of this year, we're hoping.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely go check them out online. CD Baby, if you go to CD Baby and search for consonants, you can go right there. List, you can hear samples of the music. You can purchase their music. What's your official website also?
The official website is consonantsgospel.com.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, you got that? That's C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. All right. We just want to help you out. Certainly, again, welcome to all those that are joining us in the chat room. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And we are in our artist spotlight, the second segment. We're talking to a few of the gentlemen from Consonants. We have on the line Melvin Williams, Paul Foster Jr., and Mac Williams. All right. Right.
And so I need to also stress that we got two ministers in that group. Melvin is the minister. He's Reverend Melvin Williams, and then we have another minister by the name of Reverend Sam Cox. So as I said, we are men of Christ, and we are godly in all that we do.
Absolutely. Thank you for adding that. And certainly I know that that helps to ground the group and keep, you know, keep everyone on track, certainly.
Absolutely.
All right. So you mentioned, Mac, that you are – one of the writers. Do you all lean on other writers, or do you all write all of your own music?
No, as I said, the first project and the second project that we just finished, a lot of the songs have been written by Brother Stan McClellan, but we've also had you know, songs that we do, you know, written by other people. You know, Brother Fred Jackson, he wrote songs on the first album, and so did Brother John Adams. He wrote two or three songs on that first CD.
Okay.
So, you know, we don't, and we did a couple of covers. We covered A Change Gonna Come,
uh-huh.
And I forget the name of the other song. Paul, what is the name?
It'll probably come back to you soon.
The Soul Stirrer song, Paul.
Okay,
baby. Oh, When You Have Trouble?
When You Have Trouble. When
oh.
You Have Trouble. Right.
Yeah, that was
right. Stand By Me.
So
Stand
I'm
By Me, Bobby.
Okay, great. So I know that as a group, you all, and individually, you all have had an opportunity to grace a lot of different stages and platforms and events. You have to tell our listeners, has there been anything funny that happened while you all were together, while you were traveling or had some type of event you had to go to? Anything funny happened while you're on the road that anyone wants to share?
I'll share this. We was at the Roosevelt High School auditorium, and and I got kind of really into, you know, basically what I was singing about and doing,
uh-huh.
And I wanted to leave the stage, and so I jumped off
uh-huh.
the stage, not realizing how deep the orchestra pit
oh, no.
was. The orchestra pit was very deep, and
oh,
I didn't realize how deep
God.
It was. So it took me a few seconds to hit the flow.
Oh,
and
no!
When I hit the flow, I had a shock from my feet all the way up through my whole body, and
oh
then
my God!
I hit a note that I normally couldn't hit. So I kind of just hollered out, and the crowd just went, you know.
Uh huh.
So I don't know if
that's
I have
really
to keep
of
jumping
that.
Off like that to get that note.
He kept singing, though. He kept singing.
I kept singing, but I had this shock.
You
this
were
shock
like, oh.
Somebody.
Well, we're glad you're okay. We're glad that you're still able to tell us about that story.
Yes, indeed.
Great, great, great. As we're going in wrapping up this segment here, certainly want to know, we know of the two projects that are coming up. Should people just stay tuned on your website and check out where they can come see you? Any events y'all want to shout out that you're going to be at coming up?
Yeah, we have a couple calendar dates that are coming up. Let me see. On the 12th of July, we're going to be at the Hayward Russell City Blues Festival. We'll be singing there at, I think, around 12 noon, if I'm not mistaken. And then the San Francisco Jazz Festival on the 5th of July.
Oh.
And that's over in San Francisco. I believe it's out in Golden Gate Park.
All right, outstanding. And listeners, you can go to consonantsgospel.com and stay up to date with them and keep an eye out for them. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I'd like to hear from each of you what motivates you. And we're going to start with Reverend Melvin, and then we're going to go to Paul and then end up with Mac. So, Reverend Melvin, what motivates you?
What motivates me is just the opportunity to witness to God's people through music.
Yeah.
And to, you know, to use the gifts that we have. I'm excited every time I get an opportunity to sing with the rest of the brothers because they are so gifted.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. We're going to Paul. What motivates you?
Well, what motivates me that knowing that the Lord really came into my life and saved me, and then having an opportunity to sing to help someone else, to uplift someone else, and through our singing, a few people listened to some of the titles, have got married, and listening to some of the music, some of the people have got saved, and just inspired a lot of people in terms of listening to different songs on the CD, and just thank God for what he have done with the group, putting us together. So it's just like the song Lean On Me.
Yeah.
We can lean on each other, and each other, even though everybody is there for one another, so we just have a strong bond with one another.
Great. And certainly those things help to reinforce
right.
your goal and your mission and keep you reminded that, hey, we're on the right track. All right. And we're wrapping up with Mr. Mac Williams. Tell us what motivates you.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for having us on your show. We really appreciate the time
Absolutely.
That you've taken.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
What motivates me is that, you know, maybe a couple of things. One is that we have a group of Christian men that come together in brotherhood and in love of Jesus Christ. And I think that that is one of the things that just, you know, fulfills me each time we rehearse or each time we sing. I get a blessing just from the fact that I'm associating with these men. But secondly, we do get the opportunity to share our gift. And as Paul said, you know, sometimes it may you never know what our message, you know, says to a particular person and how it
right.
touches. And I think that each time that we get an opportunity to sing, you know, for Jesus and to sing, you know, for the kingdom building, you know, that is an opportunity that we should not take lightly, and you should take it very, very serious. And I just appreciate that God has touched us and given us this opportunity.
All right, phenomenal. Well, thank you so much, members of Consonance. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we just wish you many blessings with all of your projects.
Thank you, Charvette. Appreciate
you.
It.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you, Charvette. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You want to remember to check back with us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will bring you phenomenal and outstanding shows. Check us out online at www.mitchell-productions.com.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.